This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Last month, General Motors recalled 1.6 million vehicles because of faulty ignition switches linked to 13 deaths and at least 31 crashes. It's grown into the biggest crisis GM has faced in years, and it's an early and severe test for new chief Mary Barra. Yesterday, she released a video making a public apology.
Something went wrong with our process in this instance, and terrible things happened. As a member of the GM family and as a mom with a family of my own, this really hits home for me. We have apologized, but that is just one step in the journey to resolve this.
Also yesterday, the automaker announced another recall. More than 1.7 million vehicles recalled in three new campaigns. Well, we want to sort this all out. Joining us is NPR's Sonari Glinton, who covers the auto industry. Welcome back to Stateside, Sonari.
It's good to be with you.
Always good to have you. And we're happy to welcome Jack Nerad, who's an executive market analyst with Kelley Blue Book. Hello, Jack.
Great to talk to you. It's a pleasure.
Jack, it has been reported that even some of GM's execs are comparing this ignition switch crisis to what Tylenol faced after the 1982 cyanide episode or what BP faced after the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Would you agree? Is it that bad?
Well, it is a very, very difficult situation for them. The good news up till now had been that it was about vehicles that were well out of the pipeline. I mean, pretty old vehicles. But the newest news is much more recent vehicles, and also maybe indicates that the new GM isn't all that different from the older GM.
Talking about going back to the old GM, Sonari, what can you tell us exactly? How long did it take GM to go public with the full extent of the ignition switch problem?
Well, there's some indication that GM knew about this as long ago as 2001. And I think that what's interesting about this recall, as you're just saying, is that every moment that it's in the news, it reminds people of the company that General Motors used to be. And Mary Barra is working hard, and some of the other executives have been working hard for about the last 5 years to say, hey, look, guys, we've turned over a new leaf. But also, just to be clear, that there are a lot of recalls in the auto industry. You know, Honda had a 900,000 car recall. It's about how you handle it after it happens. This is a little different because, you know, GM, there's indications that GM knew about it. So that puts it in a different level than, say, the Ford recall or the Toyota recall or, you know, other recalls that have been, you know, high profile in the auto industry.
Well, based on what we're hearing as far as the internal response to all of this, and she has been convening meetings and assigning top executives to monitor the progress and also ordering outside unvarnished investigation into why it took more than a decade for the company to alert consumers and regulators to the defect. Sonari, tell us about the lead investigator, Anton Veloukis with Jenner & Block.
Well, Anton Veloukis was a former U.S. attorney in Chicago, and he's known for this big operation, Greylord, which many people say sort of put the, you know, the nail in a coffin of the Chicago machine. That's still to be determined. But he's a really tough prosecutor. You know, there's some questions about this idea of a company hiring lawyers to form an internal investigation because, you know, A, you're paying the guys. B, you might have other business, which General Block does have other business with General Motors. And so it's not necessarily the most, you know, it may not necessarily be the most transparent of things. That said, there is part of the response that says, hey, look, we have to tell you everything. And it's also a part of the law, by the way, that they reveal what they knew and when they knew it. And the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration has given them this really long questionnaire that is supposed to, you know, dig into the information that they're supposed to know. There's also going to be a couple other investigations by the House and the Senate, as well as some parallel investigations going on in New York and with the Justice Department. So we're going to find out what happened. And it's important for General Motors to sort of cauterize the wound, to sort of make sure that they know all the things that are going on and they're as transparent as possible, because it's really the cover-up that always will get you. Because consumers know that there's going to be recalls on cars. They happen every week. Mm-hmm. But they want to know that you're dealing with them in an expeditious manner.
Sonari Glinton, NPR auto reporter, and Jack Nerad, who's an executive market analyst with Kelley Blue Book. What can you tell us about the recall that GM has just announced, another 1.7 million vehicles? What's behind that scenario? Is this them trying to clear out the corners and make sure there's nothing else lurking? Is that kind of it?
No, when you, as soon as you find out about a defect in the car, you have 5 days, according to the law, to let the government know and to begin the process of a recall. And the other thing that GM has announced is that they're going to take a $300 million charge to sort of deal with the cost of this whole recall situation, not just, you know, these most recent ones, but the ones dealing with the Chevy Cobalt and the Pontiac G5. You know, the fact that there was a recall announced doesn't necessarily mean that this is connected to the past problems. When you find out about a problem, you have to tell the government. And the problem that GM is in is that it looks like they may not have been as forthright as they could have been. And that's where they're getting in trouble.
And here we have investigations from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the Justice Department, and Congress. So, Jack Nierad, is this about as big and troublesome as it can get for an auto company?
Well, it's a big one. There's no doubt about this. I mean, in my experience, others have been more perhaps life-threatening to a corporate entity in the United States. I think of Audi in particular with their unintended acceleration problems back in the 80s. But this is certainly a big problem that could potentially get much bigger. I think what they have done here in terms of announcing other recalls is strategically, if you're in a period of bad news, you might as well get all the bad news out there. Being more forthright about this certainly is valuable, you know, from a public relations point of view. And, you know, if you're going to have bad news, you know, keep it over the shortest period of time you can. I think time will tell whether this becomes a major blow to GM. If they if this is the worst of it, which it could be, they will weather it without difficulty. If we find that, you know, current General Motors execs in past posts were instrumental in hiding this, you know, prevaricating, lying, keeping it under wraps when it shouldn't have been, and perhaps when it was even illegal to do so, that could be a whole different level of involvement and negativity.
Jack Nierad of Kelley Blue Book and NPR's Sonari Glinton. Thanks so much to both of you.
It was a pleasure.
Nice to be with both of you. Thanks.